I don't know, I'm not really good with distances, but it's about 15 minutes out of Kilgarvan, and it's on the side of a mountain, looking out at two mountains. My mum and dad's big garden. Yeah, and we've got a stream as well, which runs down that way. It's very quiet and not much happens, like, you know.
And you moved here when you were 10 years old.
So yeah, I was probably a bit scared. I didn't like it at first, just because it's a big change, because I had a lot of friends in England as well, you know, like when you're like 10, you've kind of just like, you've got loads of mates and, you know, you kind of know the area because you've always been there and stuff. So being like taken out of that, it's kind of a bit weird being uprooted and plonked somewhere like this.
I'm hanging out somewhere up the mountains between Macroom County Cork and Kenmare County Kerry. I've come here looking for an artist recording in the bedroom of his parents' house. When isolated and left to his own devices, this guy creates some of the most prolific, essential and outstanding songwriting that I've heard in years. At the age of 21, he claims to have already recorded over 30 albums and EPs. When you listen, you know that this is no ordinary music or no ordinary talent. For Spin Alt, my name is Ray Wingnut and this is Laurie Shaw.
Really, I think it's just maybe when you kind of link certain things together, I think it really has a lot to do with metaphor and stuff. So sometimes you'll see something and it'll remind you of something that really is a bit of a weird link to it. I saw a girl I used to know quite well in the supermarket. And I was really scared of seeing it because I'd be really embarrassed to see it. I don't know. I don't like seeing people. I kind of don't. It's just, I don't mind, but it's, I'm quite insecure about chatting to people, you know? And then I said she was like, she tied up a tail of a comet, which is her hair. She had her hair tied up. And she went stalking the supermarket aisles, threatening to instigate a cataclysm again. So that, yeah. So that's because I've been reading about this supposed cataclysm that happened about 10,000 years ago, just over 10,000 years ago, where it could have obliterated a civilization, and there's possibly a civilization that lived on after that through other cultures. We've got this lost civilization, and it's called Magicians of the Gods, and it's a really good book. And I've really been loving it, and I've really been intrigued by it. And that was just why. And I just thought, oh, well, she's kind of like this comet coming to disrupt me again. You know, I mean, that's weird, isn't it? Like, people don't think like that. But, like, I've got other stuff. Like, there's just stuff sometimes I just see, and I just think that's cool. I want to put that in a song. And I've been writing stuff about Black Lives Matter, which is really important, I think. And there's just, so I was, you know, I was kind of doing research on that. So I've got little things like this sort of racist serial killer called the Highway Phantom. I was looking into him. It's just stuff, like, you know, I just write down stuff and it can go into a song. I don't really know why I do it. I don't really know why. I think it's just about, I don't know, I think lyrics are just really important. I think when you put on the radio or whatever, and it's not like the best station or whatever, and they've got like songs about, with just very minimal lyrics, and that's fine, and I can do that as well. I do a lot of sort of stuff where it's just, oh, it's like a party song, it's like, it doesn't really matter. But then I think they're just like very stock phrases, and I think it's just so much more interesting to try and write something which is quite elaborate and really has a lot of depth to it and a few more levels.
Stab central line in fog. It's getting colder and the nights are getting long. I wish I could say I feel a little better. Tears will fall like confetti. I'm going down, I'm going down. Shoot me down in a field of fire now. You're going down, you're going down. Shower in light, but in the good fight over. I'm going down, leaves turning brown, and the drops tickle this town for winter. I'm going down, I'm going down. Hands will find the hips in the ground tonight.
I'm originally from the Wirral, which is a peninsula just next to Liverpool, and I came over to Ireland when I was 10, and since then, since I was about 14, I've been recording my own music. Yeah, that's about it really. And then I live in Cork now, but I record in Kerry at my mum and dad's house.
But you didn't study music in college and stuff like
no,
that?
No, well, I can't really play keyboards, like that's a lot of guesswork really. But yeah, I can play guitar and bass. The drums, I kind of have to build up because I can't really drum very well. So a lot of the time I'll do bits of that separately. And also because I've got one mic, I kind of have to do that. Just because with one mic, you can't record like a full kit really nicely, you know. So I have to kind of break it up into bits, I guess.
You record everything with using only one mic?
Yeah, I've got one mic. So I just have to take each bit at a time, you know.
Okay, so what do you do? You set the drum kit up in here?
Yeah, I set the drum kit up and then I'll record the electric guitar just direct in and the bass direct in and the keyboards direct in. Yeah, the drum, so I take each bit at a time. So I do the kick first and then I might do the snare. So it kind of seems like it would take a long time, but I thought it would take longer to record drums. But once you get into the pattern of it, it's fine, you know.
How do you think that affects the sound of the songs that you create?
I think it's maybe not as like, on some things it's kind of hard to chase. Like if you wanted like a raw live sound, it's difficult to chase that because you know, with something like that, you'd have a few little sort of mistakes or little, every time there's like a keyboard thing, there'd be a little different like thing or whatever on a live, if you had like a live thing. So sometimes I have to kind of cheat at that and sort of pretend that it's all a bit live and like make a few mistakes, you know, when I'm doing stuff. But like, I think it maybe affects the sound, but I don't really know I've never done it any other way, so I kind of can't compare it to anything, you know.
New effulgent cocktails stood precariously on carpets with the 167 BPM and the cigarette smoke on the ceiling. Twisted vine wallpaper laced your new acidity. Lips and legs and checkered skirt, polychromatic cupidity. All your words are out of sync and your lines double up. I had to pin the magic down so I could drink the cup. She sent a shiver up the spinneret and nibbled fruits in rooms. Now the skylight's ringing wet and it sounds the vicious boom. Means our kisses are not notable and the hands are all too forced. The carnal firework of a flame, not eternity of course. A world of leather gloves and photo boots in late night bars. Temptresses in smoking shelters, viewing crypts from Mars. Honeybee stripes were
I guess at that time, I was very into Arctic Monkeys, right? I kind of missed them when they came out, but then like a couple of years after that, I really got into them. I think my mate handed them to me. And it was sort of like, you know, you've got that time in your life where like beforehand you've just been into just music and it's like stuff that you get might hear on the radio. And then you hear something and it just sounds like something different, and suddenly you get it, suddenly you step into music, suddenly you really get into music, and like your CD collection goes expands, you know, all of a sudden from like three CDs like S Club 7 to like tons of stuff, you know, that kind of band. So, and I really liked the lyrical thing of that, and I was, even though I don't know whether I kind of got it, because it's all about going out and being like kind of 18-19, but as a somehow as a 14-year-old, I kind of just because there was such cleverness in the lyrics, I kind of just I just really liked it. So I started to emulate that and write about stuff, not about going out to clubs and stuff, but going to like teenage discos as a kid, you know. So that's sort of what I wrote about, and there were a lot of cheesy stuff in it, and it really wasn't great. And then I think that just continued till I was about 15, when I kind of got better at it. 15-16, then I kind of started to really kind of, I didn't like live in town. It wasn't easy for me to just like nick out, you know, when you're like a teenager and like you can go drink in the woods and stuff. Like, it wasn't like, that wasn't really as easy for me because I live up here. So I really enjoyed those times, and that really kind of, that was something to write about, I think. Because I used to take a, because I kind of, I felt like everyone was kind of moving without me, going like, growing up without me a little bit, because they were doing all this stuff and I was sort of up here. And when I went down, I'd kind of see it, and I think observing it, then because I kind of became an observer of that, that kind of shaped me as a songwriter. And that sort of is just a very important time in people's lives as well, I think. I mean, it's no kind of, it's the same way that in sort of ancient cultures you had like the real ceremonious thing around that kind of change from, you know, into manhood or whatever, and all those kind of sacrificial things about around it. I think it's such an important, it's such a weird change, like you really push out the splinters of childhood,
yeah,
then
it's,
you know,
a rites of passage.
Yeah and I think that really, I think that is something I've still go back to now for some reason. I you kind of can't escape that. It's just such a really like raw time, you know.
Yeah, and I think the evidence of that is still all around us here.
Yeah,
in,
I mean,
your room,
it's like,
so.
It's like I've got pictures of like superhero covers from when I was a little kid. And then that's been like overrun with pictures of like libertines there, and then you've got like Jarvis Cocker and stuff there, and you've got the Coral and like the Lars and stuff like that. Like that, and then that's kind of, yeah, that's a good example of it really. It's the idea of trying to cover stuff up and things going on top of stuff, but it's still falling down. So you kind of can't run away from it.
Tarmac bubbled and the car radios bled into one another. Then we said we'd go down to the woods and further down to the beach. You said, won't you come paddling with me? I was seeing blank spots, but I hope it's the stripe I festival slot. Hey, I jumped out of a tree, all because you're dead. Me, I'm all that insecure, when my boots hit the floor. Walked into the sea, won't you get in with me? I jumped out of a tree for thee. You're turning away, your lips taste like sausage roll flakes. Checking me out, you've got what it takes. Checking me out, you've got what it takes. Come wait and roll your skirt up, promise it won't get all night till you woke. Hey, I jumped out of a tree, all because you get me. Am I that insecure? When my boots hit the floor, walked into the sea. Won't you get in with me? I jumped out of a tree.
But I think everything was more about just having these experiences than taking that and trying to form my own literature, for want of a better word, around that. You know, I don't think it was really... it probably was subconsciously. Yeah, it was more like I was trying to craft my own stuff. Because I think studying something and then actually doing it, that's like a different thing altogether. Studying something, it's like that thing of like those who can't do teach, right? I mean, that's... I don't agree with that. I think that's an awful thing to say, really, because there's some really great teachers out there, you know. But it is kind of like that in terms of studying something, because you're studying about something, but it doesn't mean you can create your own great art, you know, just because you're like looking at something because you're viewing great art and like writing essays about it. I think it's so much more interesting to try and go off on my own and try and create something that didn't exist the day before, you know. I think just doing stuff on my own seems so much more like rewarding in the long run. Yeah, I don't know. I think it just, because you're doing everything yourself and you really have to, now with this whole thing of, you know, trying to put out the best thing I can do, that's really, I really have to do that now, and I really have to work hard on that. It's not like I can just put anything out and just try and promote something that I don't really feel I really love, you know. I'm really trying to make art that I really would stand up for in a fight and go out and try and promote it, you know.
Wine fuzz, it's got to me. Red wine fuzz in Burgundy. Sit on my lips.